Newcomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire, and they're right on Lake Street. And for the next hour, they started at 6 o'clock this morning until 8. So you have 1 hour. Everything that you purchase here is an additional 10% off. And that includes all of the sale items. And they have a lot of sale items. For example, pansies, a six-pack, $1.99. And they're really going quick. Quart perennials, $2.99. And if you buy a tree, every tree that you buy, whether it's a little fruit tree or a big shade tree, you get a free bag of Moo Plant, planting mix. So there's a lot going on. This is a fabulous garden center greenhouse. If you're looking for perennials, especially the hard-to-find ones, they're here. And they have all sizes. They have things like tree peonies, all in bud, and they are absolutely gorgeous. Now, Mother's Day is next Sunday, right? Try these tree peonies. The flowers are 8 inches in diameter. Bleeding heart, absolutely gorgeous. And the assortment is just endless. Everything that you would like to have in your garden can be found, and they're all in bud and bloom. The ones that bloom at this time of the year, they're gorgeous. And they haven't been forced. And they can go right in your garden. And even if we get a frost, they'll tolerate the cold weather. So come on by and say hello. Again, Lake Street Garden. You got 1 hour to get everything that you purchase at an additional 10% off. Now, we were talking with Jack about raised beds. His wife wants him to grow raised beds, and he's not quite sure why. So I want to explain to you why. What I want you to do, Jack, is I want you to get some fir timbers. And what I use was 4x4s. You can use 2x8s, 2x6s, whatever you want to use. And you don't have to use pressure treated. If you can use pressure treated, if you can get pressure treated, that's great. Because the pressure treated timbers of today are very different than they were 5 years ago. They do not use some of the products that they used to, and the wood is much, much safer to use in the garden. But go to your local lumber yard, and they do have garden timbers with the correct amount of preservative. Now, the reason that you want to use a raised bed is this. Your drainage is incredible, and especially if you have a wet spring, it helps the garden to drain so that you can get into it at least 2 weeks earlier than the regular ground. Because it's raised, it absorbs the heat from the sun much, much faster, and it warms up a lot quicker. Because it's warming up quicker, your vegetables grow faster. The raised beds will mature tomatoes 2 weeks earlier than your neighbors. They're easier to maintain. They're not bending down as much. And when you water, as long as you leave a lip, the water doesn't run every place else. It stays in the raised bed. And I found that my raised beds are more productive than the regular garden. I have a big garden. My garden is 25 feet by 80 feet long, and half of the beds are raised beds. And all I did was to put 2 4x4s, one on top of each other, spiked them together, killed the grass with a rototiller, and then added 6 inches of topsoil, compost, animal manure, and leaf mold, and things like that, seaweed, and that's what I grow in. And it is absolutely wonderful. So try a raised bed. Do one of each for this year so that your wife and you can see the difference in the growing time and the speed. Thank you, Jack. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next on the line we have Peggy, who has a question about blueberries.
Peggy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have blueberries, high bush, cultivated blueberries that were given to my husband probably 30 years ago. They're in my backyard. They're so tall that I can't reach the top of a stepladder, and they are covered with bittersweet.
Oh, okay.
And I know how that raises havoc.
Yeah.
So
what you need to do, Peggy, is you need to get one of your neighborhood boys to give you a hand and to pull the bittersweet out of it, because that bittersweet is smothering the blueberries.
Exactly, I live in the country. I live east of Concord, New Hampshire, and that bittersweet has crossed the road and come into my backyard, and I know it spreads terribly. Now, do I have to kill... At my grain store, they recommended Roundup.
Okay. The thing that you want to do, Peg, is if you spray the Roundup on your blueberry, you're going to kill it.
I know that.
Yeah. So the best thing for you to do is to have somebody help you and pull all of the bittersweet off of your blueberry and cut it right flush to the ground. When you see that the bittersweet begins to come back up, then you can use Roundup on it, and the Roundup will not hurt your blueberry. Roundup is a weed killer that the only way it can kill the plant is to be absorbed through the foliage. So that if you spray Roundup on the ground around a plant, no matter what it is, it cannot hurt the plant. The only way it can enter the plant is through the foliage. So what you need to do is have somebody help you pull it off your tree. And if you can pull it out of the ground, that's even better. And then if it does return, then what you want to do is spray it with Roundup. And that will solve the problem. But the sooner you can get the bittersweet off that plant, the better your blueberry is going to do. And it does make a big, big difference. Okay? So get it clean. Now, if we can help you, the phone number is 800-259-9231. Now, Mother's Day is coming. Now, if your mom has arthritis, if she has problems with her wrist, and she's basically giving up gardening, I want you to buy her for Mother's Day a Radius tool. Now, Radius tools were developed for people with joint problems. Last year, I planted in my yard 1,100 seedlings. I built a new perennial bed. I planted annuals. I planted vegetables. The trowel is designed in the shape of your hand, and I had no blisters. My wife loves to garden, and she fought me for that trowel the whole year, and that's the only way she would use it. Now, how good is this trowel? This trowel is sold at Mass General Hospital in their gift shop. but you can find it at your local garden center. Again, it's Radius Tools, and I'll give you their website where you can take a look at it, because they have long-handled tools also. It's www.radiusgardentools.com. And believe me, it'll be the last tool that you buy, and Mom will get in the garden and she'll love it. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Brian, who is calling about his apple tree.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, last month you gave us a heads up about the deer eating the bark on apple trees, and I went out. We have about four apple trees, which are about 5 years old, so they're only, you know, 2 to 3 inches in diameter. And
right.
The deer got most of, well, I'd say anywhere from 50% of the bark on the base. Now, three of them look fine today, but the one that had the most bark missing, all but about a half-inch strip up the side, is coming along slowly. I can barely see some green buds, so I don't know whether there's something I can be doing for all of them to recover.
Yeah. The only thing that you could do at this point is try and fertilize it with a granular organic fertilizer like Plant Tone. And if you have a third to half of the bark remaining on the trunk, you should be okay. I mean, it's not going to grow at the same rate that the trees that have a lot less damage. But if you look at the trunk and they haven't eaten all the way around the circumference of the tree, there's a good chance it's going to re-bark itself. But if it's more than half, you got a problem. You may want to consider removing it and putting in a new tree. And this year, put some wire around the trunk.
Hi there. Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Dan Daughtry. Have a seat, Dan.
I don't deserve to.
Why not?
Because I'm a failure. Every time I try to grow grass seed, I fail.
Well, did you water the seed on a regular basis?
Yes. Well, sometimes I forget.
It's okay, Dan. That's exactly why Scotts has created a new Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart.
Water what?
WaterSmart. It's premium seed wrapped in a super absorbent coating that actually holds water. 40% more water than ordinary seed.
So the seed won't dry out?
Even if you miss a watering, the seed stays moist and germinates.
So I'll be able to grow grass seed.
Guaranteed. That's the Scotts advantage.
That's awesome. High five, Ash.
How about if we just shake hands?
Okay, sir.
With warmer temperatures, this weekend is the perfect time to head out to Ace, True Value, Do It Best, or your local independent garden center for new Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weedgrass Stopper from Fertilome will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weedgrass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And this morning, what we want to do is we want to talk vegetable, fruits, nuts, and berries. So that if you're planting a vegetable garden, it's a new thing for you, then give us a call. We'll tell you how to grow tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and squashes and everything else that's there. And we also are going to be introducing a very special program next week. I know a lot of you are financially strapped for money with the cost of everything going up and up and up. And we're putting together a program that will start next week to give you some seeds to plant in your garden. And we'll tell you more about that next week. But we're at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire, and until 8 o'clock, you got another half hour plus. Everything in the place is an additional 10%, even the plants that are on special today. So come on by, you got another half hour to take advantage of a great savings. And they also have at Lake Street what they call Lake Street Loot. And every time you spend $10, they give you a dollar coupon. You save them, and at the end of June and early July, from June 26th to July 6th, you return these for free plants. How can you beat that? Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Liv, who has some questions about planting vegetables.
Liz, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. I just purchased a couple of six packs of tomatoes and peppers, and it's a little too soon to put them out. I won't do it for about 3 more weeks. And I wondered if it made any sense to repot them each in larger pots, you know, put them today.
I would do exactly that. In fact, I've done that many, many times. I live in Maine, and, you know, some years you can get away with the 15th of May, but there's many years that you have to really wait until the end. And I get anxious, like you. And you buy the plants and you want to put them out, but the weather is so unstable at this point I mean, this morning it was 38 degrees when I got here at Lake Street. And think about last Tuesday. It was 93 degrees in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. So the weather pattern has not settled. So gain yourself some time and bigger plants. Just take your seedlings out of your tray. Put them in 4, 5, 6 inch containers with a good potting soil like that Miracle Grow potting soil. And put them out during the day so they get plenty of sun and good light. And at night, bring them inside. Or if you've got a garage, put them in the garage during the day. Take them outside, put them right in front of the garage so that they're sheltered from the building. And at night, slide them in with the cars, and the next morning bring them back out again. And that way, they'll harden off, and they'll prepare for the season ahead of them. So that's a great idea. And that way, you can rub the leaves of the tomatoes and smell your fingers. Wow, what a smell. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Grace, who has a question about a maple tree.
Grace, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have about 20 years of notes of with a folder about 2 inches thick from...
Oh, we just lost Grace.
I just lost Grace?
Yeah.
Grace, call us?
Yeah.
Your phone has dropped us, Grace. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're coming up close to the bottom of the hour. We're going to try and spend today, the next 2.5 hours here, talking about the vegetable garden. And if you have a question on problems that you may have had last year, or if you want to try something new and you don't know what it's going to entail to grow something new, like grapes or blueberries, raspberries, asparagus roots, things like that, then you give us a call. The number is 800-259-9231. You talk with Jared. And again, this week, we're just going to concentrate on vegetables, fruits, nuts, berries, and things that we can eat. And also herbs. Yeah, I keep forgetting to mention herbs. So you give us a call. We'll work together. And believe me, we're going to have a great time. And you won't believe the taste of what you have in your vegetable garden. Okay? The phone number again, 800-259-9231. We're talking vegetables, fresh pick, full of vitamins. And the taste like you cannot believe if you've never picked a fresh tomato out of the garden. Even the farm stand can't give you the taste of you pulling it off the plant and eating it the same day. It's incredible. And you can do it.
Spring is here. Your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive. And boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural 4-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural 4-step lawn care program.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die. Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. They're really easy to get to right off of 93. I'll give you a phone number. It is 603-893-5858. And if you get here before 8 o'clock, everything in the store, indoors and out, is an additional 10% off. That's everything. And even the plants and the specials that they have, 10% off of that. It's a very unique store. And I mean very unique. I'm broadcasting outdoors in their perennial section. And I think it's one of the largest perennial displays that I've ever seen. Everything that you can find or that you've seen in books, they have it. And they have a lot of really difficult things to find. They even have some tree peonies all in bud, and they are gorgeous, absolutely unbelievable. And with Mother's Day, if you have a woman who loves to garden, Mom, tree peony is the way to go. Bleeding hearts, all in bud and bloom, white as well as the pink. And every perennial that you can think about, and their shrub selection is incredible. Remember, you get here the next half hour, an additional 10% off everything that you purchase. Jared, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Up next, we have your guest on the line, actually.
Oh, that's right. We have Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company joining us this morning. I'm having so much fun being in the middle of the perennial section with all of the flowers in bloom. I've lost track of what I have to do. It's incredible here, Ashton.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I'm envious that you're sitting there trying to figure out what plants you're going to take home and plant in your own garden.
I already have two trays of vegetable seedlings underneath the table I'm broadcasting from.
Yeah, you know, you always say, I have no idea where I'm going to fit this in, but you always find a place to tuck them in, don't you?
You sure do, Ashton. I mean, it's this time of the year, after you've been stuck in the house all winter, and you go to your local garden center and you see all that they have to offer, it really gets the blood moving in your system, and it gets you anxious and motivated. And I mean, that's what spring's all about.
It really is. And I tell you, one of the most famous perennials, I don't know if they probably have it there or not, but I doubt that they do. One of the most famous perennial is the dandelion.
Oh, it's famous, all right.
If it just had those yellow blooms for a longer extended period of time and did not have those white puffballs that blow the seeds all up in your pachysandra and your periwinkle and your landscape bed, in your vegetable garden, if it just had the yellow blooms, it wouldn't be so bad, would it?
It wouldn't, because it is a pretty flower.
But for that
really
short period of time, it is. But the rest of the time, the dadgum leaves are laying down there, choking out your good grass. And before you know it, you got nothing but dandelions and very little grass if you don't do something about it.
Now, for people that have work really hard to have their lawn look green without all of the yellow, and they're starting to see signs of the dandelions opening, what should they do, Ashton?
They shouldn't do what we did back in the 70s, where we put dynamite down and blew up those suckers, thinking we would get rid of them, but they only grew back from that taproot that went down about 2 feet.
I can remember, Ashton, people buying these long weeders with a V on the bottom, and
Just a temporary fix. You dig that thing up, you think you got enough root, but then two or three more grow back from the little bit of root that's left down there. But you ask, this is a great time of the year to put down the Scott Super Turf Builder with +2 weed control, or if you're on the 4-step system, you're coming up on the time to put down your step 2. And what the good thing is it kills the dandelions, root and all, without hurting your good grass. And then you get the kind of nourishment that the grass needs to fill in the blank spot where the dandelion vacated. And you don't have to dig it out. After about 3 weeks or so, it'll just totally disintegrate, root system and all, and your good grass will be taking off and really flourishing.
Now, Ashton, tell us how and when and what we should look for when we're going to be applying the product.
Okay, that's great, because, you know, so many people think, okay, I'm putting a good weed and feed down on my lawn. I need to water it in right after I put it down in order to make it work. And that's just the opposite of what you need to do. The particles need to actually stick on the leaves of the weeds to be absorbed and then translocate the active ingredient down to the root system. So it's on a lawn that maybe you did not mow the day before, where it's got a lot of nice weed leaves that are sitting out there. And then maybe first thing in the morning when the lawn is moist from dew, you make your application, and you pick a day when it's not going to rain for 24 hours. And actually, you want to stay off the lawn for 24 hours because you don't want to knock the particles off of the weed leaves. So the whole thing would be, you know, this time of the year when they're actively growing, pick a morning when you got a lot of dew on the grass, use your spreader, put down the Super Turf Builder +2, and then just stand back, and you'll see the weeds start to twist and curl, and then they'll start to disintegrate, and then they're gone.
And the other thing, too, Ashley, we want to make sure that, people know that once you've put down your Turf Builder Plus 2, keep all of your pets off of it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then they're free to go back onto the grass.
That's right. My neighbor has two schnauzers, and when she puts the Plus 2 on her lawn, she does the front yard one day and lets the schnauzers go out back, and then she does the backyard another day when she lets the schnauzers go out front.
And that will serve the purpose perfectly.
Yes, that way the dogs aren't going out and knocking the granules off the weed leaves, and then you're kind of frustrated I spent money that didn't get the job done. But the main thing is don't water it in after you put it down.
So if you have to water it, water the grass first, make it nice and wet, and then go put your Super Turf Builder or Turf Builder Plus 2 on, and that will do a great job on a lot of broadleaf weeds. Now, we've mentioned dandelions, which is probably the most famous of all of the lawn weeds and garden perennials, but how many different weeds will the Plus 2 take care of, Ashley?
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. You see a long list on these packages. Sometimes the list of weeds are weeds that you don't find on a lawn because they can't take mowing. But it's all the common ones. I will say, though, that there are certain weeds that are harder to control in the spring than they are in the fall, and that's something like ground ivy or some of the clover. It's kind of, you do a pretty good job in the spring. You always do a better job with it in the fall. But if you do have some of those very hard to get weeds, like maybe wild violets, Ortho has some sprays that you can spot spray and take care of them, and they also will not hurt the good grass. So it's just a matter of either getting the Ortho Weed Be Gone Chickweed and Clover Killer for the ground ivy and the wild violets, or the Ortho Weed Be Gone Max Weed Control with Crabgrass Killer.
So if you're going to put down Plus 2, let's say today,
yes,
how long would you wait to hit them with the Weed Be Gone Max products?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to tell whether you're doing the job on the weeds, and you might not have to apply the Ortho Weed Be Gone Max. But if you, after a few weeks, you're not seeing some of the weeds show the telltale signs of fading out on you, then you can do some spot spray. And if we back up and say maybe you only have a few weeds in your lawn, then you would just feed your grass with Super Turf Builder and then spot spray with Ortho Weed Be Gone. That way, you're not, if you don't need to do the weed control over your entire lawn, and your lawn just needs a good feeding to keep the keep the grass thick so that the weeds don't come back, then you can just go with your Super Turf Builder.
Great. Now, the other thing that I always tell people, Ash, and I'm sure when you go into the amount of garden centers that you must be traveling, especially now, you must be at a different store almost every night wondering, where am I today?
Well, the fun of it is I get to talk to people from all over. But so that's right.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that I always tell them is make sure that when they apply the product that it's not windy.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Yeah, and that's why one of the reasons why I like to do it first thing in the morning when the grass is moist with dew is that's usually the calmest time of day when you have no wind, and you can put the particles precisely where you want them when you're using the Scott's spreader. And I like to use the Scott's Edge Guard spreader that restricts the product from the right-hand side so that when you have the Edge Guard engaged, you're not throwing it to the right. That way you can do all around the outer perimeter of your lawn. You can do right up next to your landscape beds, your driveway, your sidewalk, and you get all that done. And then once you've gotten your borders all done, then you disengage the edge guard, and now you've got a broadcast spreader that is spreading a good wide swath of fertilizer and weed control, and you're able to get the job done pretty fast.
Yeah, because you want to be careful. You don't want to get the Plus 2 on your perennials or on your ground
That's
covers.
That's absolutely correct. It's not only will you possibly do damage to your landscape, but it's also you're wasting your money because you're really wanting to put the product where you want it and not where you don't want it, like on the sidewalk or on the driveway.
Exactly. And the cost of fertilizers and things have gone up because of the oil prices. So if you can do a better job, as you said, keep it on the grass and don't put it all through the driveway and then have the rain wash it into the street, You want to keep it on the grass where it's going to do the most good.
That's right.
Now, can you use the Super Turf Builder with Plus 2 in the fall as well as the spring if you have some
fall? Yeah,
falls?
If you have some left over, say you have some in the bag, roll the bag down and put some duct tape over it to keep it sealed up so that the moisture doesn't get to it or the air doesn't get to it. And then you can definitely use that product in the fall, and that's a great time to kill broadleaf weeds. Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Now, if you did some spring seeding this past spring, the one caution is the new grass plants need to be mowed four times, which would mean that they're old enough. Once they've been mowed four times, they're old enough that they can tolerate when you put down the Super Turf Builder Plus 2 without injuring the young, tender grass plants. So that's the only other thing that sometimes people need to be aware of when they're making this application here in the spring.
And that's, for those of you listening, is four normal mowings, not four times in one day so that you can do it the following day, right?
Yeah, or four times mowing since you seeded. It's four times mowing of the new grass plants once they're tall enough to mow.
Right, so you want to make sure that the grass has had a chance to mature, because these are young seedlings, and they won't tolerate products to control the weeds until they've matured.
That's correct.
And it really does make a big, big difference. And, you know, if you have some left, as Ashton says, roll up the bag, put it someplace where it's going to stay dry, and in September, if you notice that during the summer some weed seeds blew in from your neighbor's yard, and dandelions will do that, as Ashton said, they get a gorgeous yellow flower, and then it makes that little puff ball, and once that puff ball blows with the wind, they're going to go from one yard to the other. So whatever you don't use, save it, and you can reapply it in the fall. Ashton, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And enjoy your lawn.
You, Paul, Scotts.com. Go to Scotts.com, watch some videos, do some blogs, send us a question. It's all there.
Thank you, Ashton. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy. And you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do it again. Good morning. We are broadcasting live this morning from Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, but if you can get here in the next 10 minutes, everything that you purchase will be an additional 10%. The largest selection of perennials that I've seen in a long, long time. A lot of difficult-to-find, unusual varieties and shrubs and trees. A great assortment and a lot of unusual evergreens. So if you want to make a Japanese garden, you want to have a garden that has weeping or variegated foliage or dwarf, this is the place to come, folks. Come and say hello. And they're vegetable plants. They have a lot of things that are ready. Now, this morning, we want to try and talk just about vegetables, berries, nuts, trees, asparagus, rhubarb. So if you have questions, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Tricia on the line who's calling about rhubarb.
Tricia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a number of questions about my vegetable garden, too. The rhubarb garden, I planted a couple of rhubarb plants last summer. And they did pretty good, but when I went out there this winter, it's like been overtaken by the weeds. So I know I have to weed the area again, but what do I have to put in with the rhubarb?
The best thing to put around rhubarb is to put down some compost around it. So you need to get the weeds at least 2 feet all the way around it away. Put down a couple of inches of compost. You can use cow manure. You can use chicken manure, but use a lot less. And if weeds continue to be a problem, put the compost about 3 inches thick. You can also put down some pine bark mulch around it, and that will help to hold the moisture in the ground and prevent the weeds from coming up. Now, the other thing that you need to know, Teresa, with your rhubarb, when you see the flower start coming out of the center, cut it right out. Get rid of it. Because if the rhubarb starts to make a flower, instead of giving you a better tasting stem with more color and more flavor, it puts its energy to make seeds. You don't need any seeds. You already have a nice big plant. So cut that seed head off, dispose of it, and put plenty of compost around it, and you'll have the best tasting rhubarb in the area. Jared, who's up next? I think we get one more in.
I think we can. Up next, we have Kathy on the line, who has questions about grapes and asparagus.
Okay. Kathy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, Paul. I ordered 6 Concord grape 2-year-old roots, and they told me I could either plant them or just wait, so I planted them in a pot, and they're growing beautifully. We need to know what to do next.
Okay, and what was your other question on asparagus?
We also grew asparagus from seed, and they're growing beautifully, so we need to know how to plant them next.
Okay, now the asparagus are in trays right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And they're growing beautifully, fronds all over the place.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, both asparagus and grapes want full sun. The more sun that you can give them, the better. Now, asparagus is a root crop, and you really, if you want to have the best producing crop, you need to dig a trench 12 inches deep and fill it with good soil. So when my dad first built his, he took a shovel and he took all the good soil, put it on the right side of the trench. And we got all the good stuff out. Then we took the wheelbarrow and we shoveled all of the hard pan and the junk into the wheelbarrow, trucked it out of there. Then we got some compost, blended the compost with the soil that we took out of the trench and filled the trench half full. Planted our asparagus roots, and as the roots produce foliage like you have, and it got taller and taller, we slowly backfilled the trench until it was level, because you need to put those seedlings 6 inches below the ground. They love cow manure, and they love compost, so that would be the secret for that. Grapes, full sun, plenty of good, rich soil, and they need something to climb on, either a fence, an arbor, a trellis. And when we come back, I'll tell you the best way to grow grapes. 800-259-9231.